What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And if you would just sort of restart where you were.
Yeah, there's a strategic theory that was espoused by a guy named Mackinder, M-A-C-K-I-N-D-E-R, Mackinder. The theory is called the Mackinder Heartland Theory. And it was, he put this forth somewhere around 1900 or something. And strategic theory is all made up of always two things, geography and technology.
Yes.
And of course the technology has changed dramatically since 1900, but the geography is every bit as much germane. And the Heartland Theory, basically, if you carve a big circle around Central Asia, Soviet Russia, Mongolia, Northern China, Iran, Southern Soviet Union, Russia, that was what Mackinder called the heartland, with internal lines of communication that you could, of course, back then there was only the two-line Trans-Siberian Railroad, but now there's much different. And
yes,
they're talking about the Silk Roads and all that. But his theory was, if you controlled that, then with interior lines of communication, you controlled the Eurasian landmass, and even Africa, really, because it's really attached. What our policy has done is to drive Russia, China, Iran, Pakistan, Turkey, all the countries that make up what Mackinder called the heartland, are, have all been driven, if not into alliances with themselves, at least antagonism with the United States.
Yes.
And with things like the Silk Road and all the trade things that are going on right now, and I really wish you'd take a look at that, because I've meant to talk to you about this for years, but haven't gotten around to it. But at any rate, I think it's suicidal to go up against people that control the entire Eurasian landmass, both for economics or for military. At any rate, I just wanted to. It's called the Mackinder Heartland Theory, and give it a look sometime and tell me what you think.
Yeah, I'll give that a look here. I don't think anybody, or I hope that nobody in the Defense Department or Pentagon is thinking about a land war across that vast expanse. I think the idea is to use the threat of nuclear attack or of non-nuclear airstrikes on key strategic cities to coerce these countries into going along with the U.S. agenda. I can't imagine that anybody really wants a full-on ground war, except, of course, for those companies that are providing the boots and the uniforms and so forth.
It
would be a bad idea. let's be honest.
It's a horrible idea. They used to say two rules of war: don't invade Russia, don't invade China. But this is, even with an economic war against these guys, with all the resources on that mainland, that landmass, and linked up with railroad and so on and so forth, it's ridiculous. And then the populations, of course. But that's what we've done. We've antagonized all those people that Mackinder defined as the heartland. Anyways, it was.
And we've antagonized a great deal of Europe as well. In fact, especially with this recent thing about pulling out of the UN Human Rights Council, I think the United States and Israel are isolating themselves from the rest of the world. They're becoming the new axis of evil. Like there was, Germany and Italy. All we need is a third one in there, and we're right back in the same formula for a new world war.
Three nations, Mike,
against everybody else.
You're absolutely right. But also look at the way, because Russia now is playing a key role right on Israel's border Israel started it, and they got it, and Russia intervened and stopped them from getting what they wanted. But Israel has been forced to come to a lot of accommodation with Russia because Russia has got a lot of what they need. They can't go into anywhere without Russia's acquiescence in their border areas now. And, you know, all these agreements.
I'm not sure I agree with that. And that's because of that meeting between Netanyahu and Putin, where whatever was said in that room, Netanyahu convinced Putin not to sell the S-400 to Syria. And it was obviously not a pleasant discussion. If you remember that that parade afterwards,
yes,
where
yes.
Putin was walking down the street and Netanyahu kept trying to stand next to him, you know, to get his little face on TV. And Putin was so you could see it on Putin's face. Putin was just absolutely furious. And Putin's not a guy who loses his temper that easily. So he went over to the side and he got this veteran and had the veteran march beside him, pushing Netanyahu off to the side and into the background. So there was a little bit of game playing going on there. So Netanyahu's got something that he can use as leverage on Russia. And so I don't know that Israel needs Russia's acquiescence. I'm pretty sure that Israel has a lock on Russia almost as great as they do on, for example, Great Britain and the United States.
Well, they hate Russia for a couple reasons. Russia stopped them in Syria, and Putin threw out the Jewish oligarchs. That's two
yes.
reasons why they hate him, and the central bank. But there's still a significant Jewish lobby in Russia. It's significant. Not like here.
I imagine so. To be technically correct, Putin did not throw out the central bank. He merely took control of it so that Russia's public currency is managed as a public utility. But that's going to annoy central bankers all around the world. In fact, it's when he did that that Russia went from being a good partner with the West to being on the top of the does not get a Christmas card list.
Oh, man. Well, at any rate, Israel has had to reach accommodation with Russia on like rules of engagement over Syria,
yep.
And spheres basically of influence. Don't attack my terrorists in southern, you know, against the Golan or what have you, or try to restrain Syria from doing so. So, you know, I'm already starting to see it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm keeping my eye open now because Russia has something that Israel wants and only Israel can get from Russia. And so they're starting to cozy up to the Russians in a number of – it gives them – they're starting to disabuse us because we're not the be-all, end-all that we used to be in that area.
No, they've sucked us dry. And
yep.
You know, they're probably looking at the latest presents we're giving them, like the F-35, and saying, hey, this is a piece of junk. Let's go make friends with the Russians. And it's like any parasite. When they've used up one host, they leap onto another one. And maybe that was the reason Putin was so upset at the meeting, is he understands, you know, what's happening, that Russia may be the next nation to fall under Israel's control.
Good luck with that. I hope Putin has more sense, I believe. But at any rate, that's it for me, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and the phone lines are open, and we're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Today is World Refugee Day, and there's a lot of people out there talking about we have to take care of the refugees and we shouldn't be stopping them at the border. And Europe's got to take more refugees. And, you know, we've got all these poor refugees from Syria and Africa and all the rest of it. Actually, the largest population of refugees on Earth are the Palestinians. There are 5.9 million Palestinian refugees around the world. Somehow they don't get the news coverage that the other refugees do. Okay, let's take another phone call. John in Norfolk, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, it's actually Joe. I usually call you from Tennessee, but I happen to be in Norfolk. I just wanted to talk about the false narrative of Russia interfering with our election when it really was the British establishment that was interfering with our election. I mean, you look at Christopher Steele, and you look at this spy, Halperin. There's a big, huge English establishment connection between the demonization and false entrapment of the Trump campaign. And I think it all goes back to England being the abode of all the globalist bankers. And they really want to divide Trump from nationalist Russia with its national currency and bank. And I think that's really what's at the bottom of all this, is the English establishment hatred and fear of the United States joining with Russia to destroy their little game that they played on the world for the last 300 or 400 years.
Well, obviously, I'm going to disagree with you on this, because we know for a fact that Christopher Steele was just a hired hack, and he was hired by the Democratic National Committee, the Hillary Clinton campaign. We know that Halpern was paid a really large sum of money for his espionage into the Trump campaign. We don't yet know who his paymaster was. But I think the source of the tampering of the 2016 election was much closer to home. And certainly we're seeing from the Inspector General report that the FBI was essentially tampering with the 2016 election. And so I don't think we need to look much further afield for that. And as far as the allegations of Russian hacking, there's an interesting little story that has come on out, where apparently when the story of Russian meddling or hacking of like the DNC computers first came on out, Susan Rice gave a stand down order to cybersecurity saying, don't look at it. You don't want to go there. Now, obviously, Obama is not going to be protecting Russian hackers. So he was obviously protecting the Hillary campaign. And remember, the metadata on the information from the DNC server shows it wasn't downloaded over the internet. Somebody copied it onto a flash drive and walked it out of the building. Most likely person Seth Rich, and he was assassinated for it.
Well, I do not disagree at all that the FBI and DOJ colluded against the Trump campaign. But I know that a lot of the signals intelligence came through MI6 and the Five Eyes program, which was through Britain. And that's what makes me say that there's a lot of connections in this whole scandal between the British intelligence system and the DNC. Oh, it was basically, let's put it this way, Hillary was the globalist candidate. DNC,
yes.
FBI, whatever the labels you want to use, the establishment globalist candidate was Hillary, and the establishment globalist in the British establishment worked along with them to overthrow an election. And I hope Trump holds them to account. I hope Trump makes peace with Putin, alliance, and pivot towards Russia and Asia. I think that's in our interest. I think the Europeans have become so corrupted with liberalism and socialism and globalism that they're finished, as well as the immigration that's destroying their culture, that our one hope for our country is to become a nationalist nation and to get rid of our central banks. And we're not going to be able to do that as long as we're on good friendly terms with the British, and we should, unless the British do go to the right or nationalist also. They need to overthrow.
Well, obviously they're going nationalist with the Brexit here. Now, I want to get back on what you were saying about MI6 and the Five Eyes program or echelon. Because, yeah, MI6 apparently was involved in some of the spying on the Trump campaign, but that's what the Five Eyes system was designed to do, to allow governments or political opportunists to spy on their own people in ways that didn't violate the laws of their countries. The way it was set up by these five countries, and it did come out of the United States, the U.S. came up with the idea. The idea was that the U.S. government could spy on American citizens by having the British do it, or the U.S. would spy on British targets and Britain would spy on U.S. targets, and then they'd swap the data, and they would have the necessary intelligence or the intelligence they wanted without having violated their own domestic privacy laws, which this day and age don't seem to really apply all that much here in the United States anymore anyway.
No, we do that all over the world and get involved in other countries' elections as a nation ourselves. But my point is that Trump is in power now. He had these tools of the state used against him. And if anybody should be angry about it and do something about it, it's President Trump. Because I know
I agree with you on that one. And I'm wondering what it is that is constraining him from taking care of some of the stuff, especially since he campaigned on a lot of it. You know, draining the swamp prosecuting Hillary Clinton. And you have to wonder, how is it he is being constrained from doing his job? What have they got on him?
Well,
are they threatening him?
I think he's waiting until he gets more of his pieces in place and protecting his family and his own life. I mean, these are dangerous critters he's going up against. And I think that the smart move is to take your time and to get your people that you can trust in place. I'm sure right now he's testing his own people out to find out who the rats are and who the leakers are. So I really can't say I blame him much for taking his time. I like you, would love to have seen a lot of things happen sooner, but I think the wise move is to be cautious when you're dealing with such a bunch of entrenched snakes. So that's kind of my view. I mean, he can't trust anybody. These globalists are all over the place, whether it's the cultural angle or the financial angle or the money power or the DOJ, FBI. I mean, they're really, you know, they've been thoroughly entrenched on every level. Oh, I must have got
cut
off.
Are. They really are. But again, Donald Trump is the president, and he has certain authorities that there's nothing stopping him from exercising them, like firing Jeff Sessions. And
absolutely,
presidents have fired attorney generals and FBI directors before. Bill Clinton fired his FBI director the day before Vince Foster was murdered, and the body was dumped in Fort Marcy Park to put it in the jurisdiction of the Park Police. The Park Police solve a murder.
Yeah, that was a real disgrace. But as impatient as I've been over this whole FBI spying thing, it's almost smart the way it's smoking everybody out and exposing all these people. I know it's like a faucet dripping, but it's definitely really, it's kind of a Chinese water torture on these deep staters. They just, and the more we find out, the more people get exposed. It's kind of fun to watch. I mean, as much as I'd like to see them all get frog marched out tomorrow, this might be the better move. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, Mike. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Joe. And we're going to let you go. Phone lines are open again. We're coming up here on another commercial break. Getting on back over to Israel. As you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is dealing with quite a few corruption scandals. And one of them has begun to surface again, if you'll pardon the allegation. And this one is the submarines affair. And it sort of had faded into the background with all the other more recent scandals like the Bezek affair, but it's bubbling up to the top again. And in the submarines affair, Mickey Ganor, ThyssenKrupp's sales representative in Israel, as well as other top Israeli defense officials and top aides to Netanyahu, allegedly perpetrated fraud and skimmed off the top in a deal for Israel to buy nuclear submarines from the German company. And accused of the massive fraud are Netanyahu's lawyer and confidant, David Shimron, his top personal foreign envoy, Yitzhak Molko, and his former chief of staff, David Sharon, his deputy national security advisor, Avriel Bar-Yosef, and former Navy chief, Eliezer Meron. So Netanyahu's feeling the heat. We're going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the scandal-plagued Benjamin Netanyahu. And along with the submarine scandal, which is reemerging to plague him, apparently police investigators have evidence that Hollywood mogul Arnon Milchan is suspected of giving bribes to Netanyahu in one case and also acted as a middleman in a suspected illegal deal discussed by the Prime Minister and Yedioth Ahronoth publisher Arnon Moses in a separate case. Now, Arnon Milchan, many years ago, was involved in a scandal acquiring what are called Krytron switches, which are these ultra-fast, ultra-precise triggering devices. And they have many applications, such as the machines that break up kidney stones, where you need the sound waves to be in perfect synchronization. In the days when copy machines flashed a light on the document, Krytrons were used there. But where they're used to evil intent, they're used to trigger the explosives in nuclear weapons, in a plutonium bomb, because those little explosive panels that surround the plutonium sphere have to go off exactly at the same instant, or you get a fizzle. So getting on back to this, the Tel Aviv district prosecution believes that Netanyahu systematically demanded benefits worth about 1 million NIS, that's about $282,000 U.S., from Milken in so-called Case 1000. Now, Sara Netanyahu has now been indicted for falsely charging the state $100,000 for meals. And she's been hit with an indictment for fraud with aggravated circumstances and breach of public trust. Now, when Leah Rabin was about to be indicted in 1977, then Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin resigned from office due to his wife's scandal. I don't see Netanyahu doing that, because if he steps down, then he loses a lot of the political pull and potential immunity he has for all these other corruption scandals going on. Meanwhile, the Freedom Flotilla ships have arrived in Lisbon. And, okay, the Freedom Flotilla ships have arrived at Lisbon, and they're just sailing on down the coast. They're going to go through the Straits of Gibraltar and head across the Mediterranean. It's symbolic. We know Israel's going to stop them. We hope that Israel will stop them without murdering them, which happened on the Mavi Marmara. But it is another way of calling attention to the plight of the people of Gaza, who have been kept in this giant open-air prison for all this time. Now, there is an English-language socialist newspaper in Great Britain called the Morning Star, and they had an article by John Elder, which was headlined, "Rising Anti-Semitism Cannot Be Tackled Without Addressing Israel's Crimes." And basically, in the article, he said that by failing to condemn Israel's brutality against Palestinians, that Jewish organizations around the world will be regarded by some as being indirectly complicit in Israel's actions and brutality against the Palestinians, which makes absolutely perfect sense, and the Morning Star took it down. But it's absolutely making the point here that it's time for the world to start dealing with Israel's crimes. And we have to get away from this utter nonsense that because of something we're told happened before we were all born in Germany, that we have some kind of an obligation to just let Israel do whatever they want to whoever they want. Shoot the Palestinians with butterfly bullets. Attack the USS Liberty. No, we're not under that obligation. Whatever happened in Germany or did not happen in Germany, we can't really be sure in this age of mendacity. It's irrelevant to what the current government of Israel is doing. And they keep screaming this anti-Semitism. We know it's a hoax, it's a fraud, it's a trick. We're not criticizing their religion. We're not criticizing their ethnicity. We're not even criticizing their culture. We are criticizing the actions of the individual people inside the government of Israel who are committing these atrocities. And nobody should be above criticism anywhere. That's what our First Amendment really means. That's why Israel is trying to attack our First Amendment. They want to carve out an Israel exception. You can have free speech in the United States, except about Israel. Don't you dare talk about them. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, yesterday, we were talking about how Secdef Mattis was out there whining about how America is losing its moral authority because of that evil Vladimir Putin. And I got some email responses to that, pointing out some of the things that Mattis has done that constitutes war crimes, especially over at Raqqa, where thousands of civilians were being killed. Even the pro-U.S. Human Rights Watch basically condemned the use of white phosphorus that was used to liberate Raqqa. They were just torching the place here. All right. A lot of people are scratching their heads over the fact that Madeleine Albright and Bana Alabed are to be honored for defending freedom. And it seems like once you've done the work of the deep state and you've spilled enough blood, you can look forward to a retirement full of absolutely gratuitous and pointless awards. And the pro-NATO Atlantic Council think tank is going to honor former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at its Freedom Awards this week. Now, back in 1996, Madeleine Albright was interviewed on CBS Television's 60 Minutes. It was the May 12th episode. And she was asked, quote, "We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And, you know, is the price worth it?" End quote. And Madeleine Albright replied, quote, "I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it." End quote. So, Russia is coming out with some new clever weapons, and one of their ideas was how to make weapon systems more modular, to move from ship to ship, and rather than go the route that the U.S. tried to do on the Independence class and Freedom class littoral combat ships with this really complex modular system, which turned out not to work all that well, Russia has simply hit on the idea of putting their weapon systems in conventional shipping containers, for which the infrastructure to move them around already exists. And one example is the Club K anti-ship missiles, which are inside shipping containers and which, by the way, can be launched from inside those shipping containers. And Russia is already offering this for sale to export customers. Any coastal defense force on a budget can now have a well-camouflaged warship killer hidden in a civilian port. That would be one way of dealing with some of those Somali pirates going after the cargo ships. Back when the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan, the Mujahideen used to have a saying that they were not afraid of the Russians, but they were afraid of the Russians' helicopters. Because they do make good helicopters. And the Pentagon has now basically hemmed and hawed and admitted that Russia's current helicopters are better than the United States' current helicopters. And I'm sure that that will be followed with a request for money to build a newer helicopter. Because we've got to close the helicopter gap. North Korea has now returned the remains of 200 U.S. soldiers who died at the start of the Korean War. And, of course, that was an issue that was raised at the summit with Kim Jong-un. And Trump is out there speechifying about it, saying, "We got back our great fallen heroes. The remains sent back today." Well, until they're identified, we don't know if they're heroes or not. Not everybody in a war is a hero. But Trump is trying to maximize the political gain from this. He's trying to make it look like it's a major political victory. I could kind of imagine that North Korea was getting tired of storing all of this stuff. Probably glad to get rid of it. As North Korea and the United States start to negotiate on the issue of the nuclear weapons, apparently Andrea Hall, who's the National Security Council's top staff official on weapons of mass destruction, has basically resigned her position at the White House. So they're going to have to get somebody else. And she was considered a top person on this. And, you know, the issue is going to be who do they get who is knowledgeable enough to be able to go over there, look at the weapons and evaluate them, look at the production facilities and evaluate them as well. Now, that's assuming the negotiations are going to come through to the point where they say, "Let us now implement." And I still think a sticking point for North Korea is going to be the long-range missiles and the launch facilities, because North Korea may be convinced that they can live without the nuclear weapons. But by looking at what the U.S. did in Libya, Syria, and Iraq, and is trying to do in Iran, North Korea has to understand they dare not surrender all of their weapons of deterrence. So we'll see what happens on that. Over in the South China Sea, French and British ships are now sailing through those island clusters in a show of solidarity with the United States and basically poking their finger in China's eye, just ramping up the tensions there a little bit more. So let's talk about our domestic politics here. There's a lot going on here. And over at Robert Mueller's investigation, he's in a kettle of trouble with these indictments against these Russian companies, which he just thought they'd go to court, the Russians wouldn't show up, he'd get a default judgment, that would be the end of the story. And attorneys for one of the Russian companies, Concord Management, have come on into court and begun the process of discovery. Now, discovery means that prosecutors are obligated to share with defense lawyers all of the actual evidence in a case. And ever since the Concord Management lawyers showed up, Robert Mueller's lawyers have been trying to stonewall. They even tried to get the judge to issue this ridiculous blanket cover saying, no, we don't have to share what we've got, which violates the whole principle of discovery. And it's beginning to look more and more like Mueller didn't actually have a case. He just found a bunch of Russian companies and said they were running troll farms to help Donald Trump during the election. There's the proof of the Trump-Russia collusion. And now he's stuck. If he proceeds on the case, the judge is going to realize there's no case there, and he's going to throw it out of court. If Mueller unsuits, if he withdraws his lawsuits and his indictment, it's going to look just as bad. He's in a real corner. Now, over at the National Enquirer, federal authorities have subpoenaed the publisher, they're asking for records related to a $150,000 payment to a former Playboy model for the rights to her story alleging an affair with Donald Trump. And the subpoena from Manhattan federal prosecutors requesting information from a publisher, American Media Incorporated, about its August 2016 payment to Karen McDougal is part of a broader criminal investigation of Mr. Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. I don't see how that would be germane, but we'll have to take a look at that. But again, they're back digging in the gutter trying to find something that they can use to tarnish Donald Trump. And again, I don't agree with Donald Trump playing around on his wife with a Playboy model or anybody else. But it really is irrelevant. It doesn't affect my life, as opposed to things like Trump's policies on immigration and certainly the wars and the economy. So let us stay focused. Now, as I mentioned to that caller before, Obama's cyber chief, his cybersecurity czar, confirmed yesterday that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice told him to stand down in response to what were claimed to be Russian cyber attacks during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is coming from Michael Daniel. His title was Cybersecurity Coordinator. And when he was testifying before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, basically confirmed the story. Susan Rice ordered a stand down. The Russians are hacking the Democrats' computers. No, 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 you don't want to look at that. Well, obviously, the Russians weren't the hackers, or there wouldn't be a stand down order. Somebody else was hacking into the computer. Somebody trying to help Hillary Clinton and harm Bernie Sanders, certainly. Yesterday, we were talking about how the Southern Poverty Law Center is facing some serious trouble. It all began when the Southern Poverty Law Center issued an apology and agreed to a settlement to Majid Nawaz and his Quilliam Foundation for basically smearing them. And that's now triggered a lot of other people to stand up and say, well, the Southern Poverty Law Center has done this before. They're not really a credible source. And yet, of course, the corporate media keeps going to them all the time when they need to launder a smear attack. That's basically what Southern Poverty Law Center does. It launders smear attacks. We need to smear what really happened as being dangerous? Well, we'll get Southern Poverty Law Center to do it. And yesterday we reported that there are 60 organizations who have been incorrectly branded as hate groups or otherwise smeared, and they're considering legal action. And now it's looking like they may join together into a class action. And if it goes into a class action, I might just step on in. Because while I make fun of the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center attacked my website incorrectly, I think I'd like to get on in on this one and get a little bit of payback here. Just a little bit of payback. All right. Now then, so today we're looking at Southern Poverty Law Center. They've got money. They're always out there begging for more. They've got money. It turns out that they've got something like $90 million in offshore funds. That's a lot of money. And it's offshore, which makes it look even more nefarious. Now, do you remember Cheryl Atkinson? She had been with TV News Network, was dismissed. And now she's becoming a campaigner. For improving media in general, and she's come out with a book. And according to Atkinson, the research that she carried out for her book to source the provenance of the term fake news led her to a nonprofit organization funded by Google, whose parent company, Alphabet, was at the time chaired by Eric Schmidt. Eric Schmidt was one of Hillary Clinton's top campaign strategists and donors during Clinton's 2016 presidential run. So Atkinson came on out and said that a smear artist told her nearly every image that crosses your path on a daily basis, whether it's on the news, on a billboard, or on a late-night comedy show, all of it is there for a reason, often by somebody who paid a lot of money for it to be there. And Atkinson is scathing of public relations and law firms for forwarding one narrative or one idea which are rooted in political causes that are often undisclosed. She said, right now, the smear industry is a multi-billion dollar industry that targets personalities or organizations with dissenting voices that the establishment wishes to shut down. So lying for the government is big, big business. Another criticism coming from FFF.org is the pro-war media deserve criticism and not sainthood. And this is in response to the recent Steven Spielberg movie, The Post, which was the retelling of the Pentagon Papers story. It was released with a huge amount of fanfare and promotion, and it's a well-done movie. But we're talking about a totally different time in the past, in the days when the Washington Post actually had the courage to run stories like the Pentagon Papers or Watergate. But the media hoopla around the Post, I mean, the Washington Post today, it's like an old geezer boasting about things that he did when he was a kid 50 years ago. That Washington Post doesn't exist any longer. It's been taken over. It's been compromised. And like the rest of the corporate media, its main business, its stock in trade, is lying to you here. All right, let's get back to Peter Fonda. I'm still incensed over what this guy did. And Donald Trump Jr. has come on out swinging in a virtual sense against Peter Fonda by saying, you're clearly a sick individual and everyone is an internet badass, but rather than attack an 11-year-old like a bully and a coward, why don't you pick on someone a bit bigger? LMK, which is Twitter speak for let me know. So good for Donald Trump Jr. to be standing up for his brother going after Fonda. Now, Fonda was probably a little reckless in doing this because it's dragged up the fact that back in 2009, when Roman Polanski was arrested in Switzerland, for raping a 13-year-old girl. Fonda, who had a daughter of his own, defended Polanski's sex with a child, saying his arrest was an outrage, and it's not like Polanski killed the girl. So that's the kind of guy this liberal is. So apparently Fonda was out there saying we should have been celebrating the arrest of Osama bin Laden and not the arrest of Polanski. And normally I don't do entertainment news here, but Fonda has really annoyed me. All right, we'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're seeing... like Kathy Griffin and Peter Fonda putting up these comments on social media, and they're left there because, after all, these are liberals and they're out for Trump. And the hypocrisy is rather stunning because Twitter and Facebook have both deleted the Trump Fan Network. no warning, no reason, just gone. And that's why I keep telling people, you might as well stop using the corporate social media. It's totally under the control of the liberals. They want to create themselves a little safe space where they can think the whole world is liberal like them, and they don't have to deal with us conservatives who live in the real world. Now, speaking of corporate media and yellow journalism, GQ magazine did an interview with Donald Trump Jr. and basically asked him if he ever wanted to have sex with his mother, which is on the same level as have you stopped beating your wife. Now, the person who wrote this, Julia, I think that's Laufey, she was fired a little over a year ago from Politico for making similarly prurient accusations against the First Family, suggesting that President Trump was having sex with his daughter Ivanka. And after being fired over that, she joined the Atlantic staff, and she also writes for other publications, including GQ magazine. Now, apparently, GQ researcher Andrew Federoy, acting on behalf of Julia, emailed a series of fact-checking questions to the Trump Organization's official press request email address. And the email, this is being reported by Breitbart, by the way, included normal questions about the president's son's well-known love for fishing and various other non-controversial questions. But then right in the middle came the zinger. Was there ever a time when Donald Trump Jr. felt any Oedipal impulses? Referring to the Oedipus complex, which is the name given to boys who do sexually fixate on their mothers. So talk about yellow journalism. And this Julia, even having her job over shenanigans quit, we're gonna make him look. And that's not what journalism is. And it's rather amazing. At the time I took journalism in college, I didn't take it all that seriously. I mean, I did the work. I did the reporting. But I look back on that, and I look at what passes for journalism today, and it's clearly mutated. I remember when the Second Iraq War was underway, and there were protests in the streets, and the news crew for the local NBC affiliate basically drove up and parked right next to our anti-war demonstration, walked through our anti-war demonstration without stopping to get to the pro-war demonstration on the other side. Did their story, came on back again, walked right past the anti-war demonstration, didn't stop, got in the van and drove away. That's not how you provide news to the public. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.